question was asked, is it true that the Rambam says we're not to take what Chazal say literally? So Rambam says a similar line. Rambam is in his introduction to the 10th chapter of Sanhedrin. And the Rambam says there are three types of approaches that people take to the words of Chazal. Rambam says Chazal will tell us things that seem to conflict with our understanding of nature. It doesn't seem to work or make sense. And then you have people who, in their attempt to honor the sages, will say, whatever the sages said is true, literally, and there's no other way, and they're going to insist they have to take whatever the sages said literally. Then you have people who say, huh, the sages said this, and it doesn't work with science or logic. Okay, the sages were dumb. Never mind. Rambam says neither approach is correct. You shouldn't approach it and say whatever they said is correct literally and ignore the facts you see. Nor should you say the sages are, they didn't know what they were talking about. Look at that. Rambam says a correct approach is you say, okay, they've proven themselves to me. They've proven themselves to me that they're smart, they're intelligent, they know what they're talking about, and I respect them and I value their opinion. And yet, here I have met up with something that they said that doesn't work with everything I know. It doesn't work with the logic. It doesn't work with the science. So I don't know what they were saying, but they knew what they were saying. I respect them, yet I don't take what they're saying and ignore what I know. So I'll say, maybe I shouldn't take what they said literally. Maybe they meant something else than the literal meaning of what they said. And maybe one day I'll discover what they meant. So Rambam says, hold on to both. Hold on to your respect of the rabbis, but hold on to your understanding and your logic. And say, I'm not sure what they meant. Either you'll discover another interpretation in what they said, or you'll leave it as a question mark. I don't know. You'll leave it hanging. I have a question. The rabbi said this. Logic or science or whatever says that. I have a
so
good question.
Leave it hanging. The Goy is actually allowed to disagree with him. And at such a point.
Well, I don't understand the
because
question.
Because he says, like, you can interpret it how you want. Like,
he didn't say leave it now. Give your own interpretation to what Chazal say. He didn't say that. He said there's another interpretation. Could be. So you'll learn. You'll learn how to interpret what Chazal say.
You learn. You can't just do it like this. You can't
invent our own interpretation in Chazal. That's playing with fire, you know. If you don't have a tradition, if you don't understand how to interpret it, then you could twist everything they say. That's not the idea. To just take everything and say it's not to be taken literally. That's not what they really meant. That's also not right. Saying there's the balance.